kötü neyle yordu, o zaman çeşme ile karşıdım ben bir cemal. Sistemi tuvan etmen ki neyle tuvan, ben de olsun seni yordu.
Day to on Friday.
Now, so if you want it, we don't have to hear a strada like either one. But we Sophic, so whenever it's a question of Sophic Nefoshe, of the Guachnete, so he passed in full. So all the Rishayim passed. So he passed in full. So in regard, I think to Mile, we passed like Rebbe, we Sophic, because Sophic Nefoshe is law. Sophic Nefoshe is law. So, how about Shiramre? How about Shiramre? So, when we say that is a grasa kosa in the Torah, that the Shiramre is the owner has to pay in the Sholem only in the fourth year, not in the third year. So Teisa says, and I know Rishim agree, that even Rav Shimon Gamliel, even Rebbe is made that with two times in Nachazoki, but only three times. So you could say, no, it means here it was a kosher. Only the fourth year has to be a kosher. No, but the Russian thesis is that even a limited Rebbe, so with two times Hazoki that established. So he doesn't say, is it special because a kosher the fourth time? No, here it's also based upon Hazoki and difference. It's also based upon Hazoki and difference. But in regard to the Hazoki of Yichas, so even Rebbe is made it. The two times do not count to the Chazon. So, we explain it. Why? Because the Machlekes, let's say, in regard to Mila. So, you cannot say that if a woman had two children who died Machmas Mila, or according to Shin Gamliel, three children who died Machmas Mila, so then we're not allowed to be Mal, the third child, the fourth child, because of Rigilis. Not shy to say it, do it. Shy to say they made it a habit. The children in that family made it a habit to die not as mirror. It's not something that is cultivated to a habit. So there, when we say if she had two children, Rebbe says, who died not as mirror, the third child you're not allowed to be now, it's not because of habit formation, it's not shy. But it means that there is something in the organism of the children in that family, so that makes it fatal. That Mila is fatal. What is it? Today, the scientists call it hemophilia. That means that the children in that family are born with hemophilia. So Mele, when you are mal, since the blood doesn't clot, so Mele, it can be has shown fatal. It can be Hasan Shalom thing. So it's a question. So here there is a machleket between Rebbe and Rav Gamliel, whether two times can establish a certain law, or two times is just an accident, we can say. Only three times. That's the machleket. There's a machleket between Rebbe and Rav Gamliel. Masha'im came with Gavin Yiches, so it's not. It doesn't mean when the Torah says the first Nigiha is the owner pays Chotem. And from the fourth Nigiha, the owner pays in the Shalom. So it's not that certain accents are nice accents and certain accents are wild. No, all accents are born the same. Either they are all wild or they are all innocent. That's the machlokes between Rav Kotel and Rav Huna and Rav Yishua, whether Stam Shmorim has the Shimokani or Stam Shmorim love has the Shimokani. So if we say Stam Shmorim, as Rav Huna and Rav Yishua says, because the Shimokani means all accent are not wild. Are we saying if we say like Rav Kotel, love has the Shimokani, they're all wild. But to say some accent are born wild, some accent are born restrained, we don't say such a thing. But why does the Torah say after the first three yichas from the fourth yichahan, so he paid the owner, paid the Rishonim? Because that means that the acts cultivated the habit. He became one through a habit formation. Like people who cultivate the habit to take drugs. So this acts cultivated the habit to go. to go. So over there, even as far as habit formation is concerned, so even Rebbe is made that a habit cannot be formed with two times. A habit can only be formed with three times. Now, in regard to Vestas, now the Gemara says, that by Vestas, so three times is Kibas Vestas. So some Rishonim say, some Rishonim do explain it. Why only three times? Because since Vestas is the Rabbanon, and the Droshe of Bazal in the Yisroel is only Asmachte, so we pass like a Rishonim Gamliel. But other Rishonim say no. Even Rebbe would be made that in regard to Vestas, so there is no Hazoke with two times, just as Rebbe is made in regard to Gehet. So what does it mean? I mean, those Rishonim who say that according to Rebbe, so if Vestas should be established in two times, but we, since Vestas is Rabbanon, so we don't pass like Rebbe, so we pass like Rishonim Gamliel. So these Rishonim hold that the same Shiloh where the Chazok is established with two times or three times applies to Vestas also. Vestas also. They hold that the dominion of Vestas implies that every woman has her routine, her tendency. So in other words, if a woman sold down, let's say three times, according to Rishonim Gamliel, so that means that she has a tendency to have a menstrual flow according in that particular cycle. And according to Rishonim Gamliel, so it's two times, but three times according to Rishonim Gamliel. So in other words, so according to these Rishonim, Vestas is based upon the tendency. In other words, if she establishes Vestas, so that determines the tendency of that woman. Mashiach came, the Rishonim say that even Rebbe is made it, that she can only establish a Vestas in three times, just as Rebbe is made in regard to Megillah. Why would there be a difference? But there is not a question of a tendency. It's a question of habit formation. So they'll say that Vestas is also a question of habit formation, because menstruation is largely substantial in psychosomatic. It's physiological, but it's also there is a psychosomatic factor too. So Mele, since there is a psychosomatic factor involved, so Mele, it depends upon the number of times that is required to form a habit, to induce, like in Kichas Hashayah. Now, the Shite of the Berek HaBayis and the Ramban Chidushin can be explained. If we are going to say that Vestas is like in Kichas, so then we certainly couldn't say a Vestas Aflogia can be established with three times. Because if it's on the basis of regulus, so that means Vestas Aflogia by definition would mean a regulus of Rias Aflogia. So if you have three times, you have only two Rias Aflogia. So you couldn't say she formed the habit of seeing done every 20th day or every 25th day on the basis of two Rias Aflogia. Because two times cannot cultivate the habit, only three times. But if we are going to say that Vestas is like, let's say, Meisi Ochot Machmas Mile, because it shows what the innate tendency of the woman is. So every woman has a different physiological innate tendency. So Mele, you got 3 years and you can determine a certain aflogia, so that can also show that she has a tendency to have a menstrual flow according to that aflogia. Alright. Anyway, we don't pass like the Rambam or the Ramban tradition. So we pass that it requires 4 years. Keep that you want, you should hear a double point. If the name Gimel's man shows, כי שרוע עשה יאים ובספחי ובספחוף יאים פעם אחרת Wenn sie sich hoffen, wie sie nicht verbessert werden, und kann es nicht dauern, sie rühren und schenken ihnen an mir, und sie schenken aber auch vor, weil für die Kinder, die kommen, sind schon nicht vor mir, frisches, sie mir jagt, ach, sie rohe, so vermachen, und sie sind froh, frisches, es mit kein Wehlich, sie agieren vor. Die Kinder, die es ein Jungen, die du im Rechidisch, כי גן, חופלת וחופי בי, חישש לו במחרת ודה עיין, ואסור לו שם משקול ישראלינו, והוא עדים שום מנבסת, שצריך הולך שלהם. כן, חוץ מנבסת עדים, וכמו שיספור את זה מזה, אם אני רואה, זה מחד הריסיין, that even though it requires 4 years to establish this פבוע בפלוגה, but there is a הלוכה of בסת שני קבוע, מה שאין כן לגבי בסת עדילות, so there is only a הלוכה of בסת קבוע, נעד וזה שניו. ולאום ראש הצורך מכירים דלפומו עם נעקירה, שחילים שקבעתי דלפומו ננקה לפוחת מדלפומו, שכל זמן שלא הכרתי דלפומו צריך הלוך ראשתי, אבל לא עושה רק לפעמחת חשש עשרה פעם שניים, ומי יאהב אותי שחשש עשרה ינקה לפעמחת, אף לקבוע שאי בי ספומו, שימרו עשו בי ספומו, אם ידוע בשליש שלו לא עשו, אני חושב לי. So, now again, the מחבר says here, that the nafinina between the best kavua and the shini kavua is only in regard to the number of missions that are necessary in order to be enkiri. So if it's a best kavua, so how many missions are necessary to be enkiri to revolve? 3 omissions. If it's a best shini kavua, so 1 omission. It doesn't mention any other nafinina. But apparently the mehada pastis and the other items, I think we pointed out that there are several mechavas from which it can be deduced that the mechava doesn't pass from like Hamitam. He passes from like Rashi that the thousand of many soil in Asmach and the Israel or the Alishti, some of the rest of is on the Israel Rabon, because if he passes like Hamitam, it's just in the right thing, he would mention another big napkin point, because it goes without saying that the Rashi Kumwa is certainly on the other. Why didn't he mention that? He just says the difference is how many times it is necessary to be careful. Alright. In Kobo, now here, Sid Gimu is not Poshet. In Kobo Veset, we show you Shiloh Yomi, in the Chisheshet, Eloshaito Bova, the Aveset Azeu Neka Vishoachas, Vafiru Bloidri. Now, this Sid Mechaber, if one doesn't concentrate, he can make a big mistake in this scene. Because on the surface it appears that if the Kriyas Abeset was in a particular show, so then it's Neka Bishoach, Vafilo Vloidiki. Vloidiki, in other words, even though she has a Beset Pogua, you know, he couldn't say such a thing. Such a thing would be very unreasonable. I mean to say that if a woman has a vessel, she sees down on the first of the month. But sometimes she sees down on the first of the month in the morning, sometimes she sees down on the first of the month in the early afternoon, and sometimes she sees down in the late afternoon. So in such a case, she's about the vessel for the whole day. If she's accustomed to sit down at 9 o'clock every first of the month, then she's only a solar violet at 1 hour. That would be stopping. If a woman who does, even though one could say it, but it's not really stopping. Now, that's not what the Mechaber means. So what does the Mechaber mean? So in other words, if a woman would have a vessel and day, a specific day, so even though it would not only be her routine to sit down on that day, but to see her down between 9 and 10, every first of the month between 9 and 10. So then it wouldn't be Neka with one omission. It wouldn't be Neka with one omission. Then it requires 3 omissions. It wouldn't be established that if a woman has just a reduced to sit down on the first of the month, but not a particular hour of the day, so it requires 3 omissions. And if she is so like a clock, that she sees down not just the first of the month, But it's just an hour, 9 o'clock or between 9 and 10. So then, well, then she in one of mission, it's like a fluid status. So what's in the pshat, in the Chazal? So the Chazal, we look at the Chazal, so you see. The Chazal explains that, that it means this. In Kobol of Veset, we show it. The Royal Yoni, in the Cheshire, so a Shai Kuba. Suppose a woman saw in Nisim, she saw down on the first of Nisim at 9 o'clock in the morning. In Nia, she saw down not on the first of Nisim, on the fifth of Nisim, but also 9 o'clock in the morning. In Sivan, she saw down not on the first of Sivan, not on the fifth of Sivan, on the seventh of Sivan, but also at 9 o'clock in the morning. So it's the same show, but different days. So she didn't establish. She didn't establish event for what, either for the first, either for the fifth, or for the seventh. But she established event for Shemitah and the seventh of the month, because that had to be the last 3 years. So the last 3 years. So in such a case, if, let's say, since all the 3 years that took place on different days, and the first, and the fifth, and the seventh, took place, all of them took place between 9 and 10 in the morning. So Mele in Tammuz, on the 7th of Tammuz, she's a solar Bible between 9 and 10. But it's already 10 o'clock, she's in 10 o'clock. This is what Muhammad. Now, this is the Halidah. The Afloye mentions another Pshat in this Mechara. The Afloye mentions a Pshat in a couple of basically showing that it means. Let's say, suppose a woman sees down every 20th day. Every 20th day. Now, let's say, every day is 24 hours. So let's say, so 20 days, 20 mislets would be 20 times 24. So it would be 480. 480 hours. Suppose a woman would have her ear down, let's say, on the first of Nisan. The first of Nisan. And then she'll have again have her ear on the 20th of Nisan, but not 480 hours later, but 495 hours later. Then she will see them again, she'll see them again, let's say, on the 9th of Iyar, but not exactly 20 Nisan. She'll see down again on the 9th of the year, or the 10th of the year, maybe it will come out on the 10th of the year. It will again be 495 hours as of the previous year. In other words, if you can establish a certain regularity in terms of hours, so, in Kopolo, that's how the Afloy explains it. In Kopolo, basically, show you. The Lord Leomi in the Cheshes Eloshai Kabuva. Eloshai Kabuva. So in other words, so then if she sees down every 270 choice, so then she establishes a Veset. So Va Veset Aze Neka Bishoach Vafilu Gloidi. Vafilu Gloidi. I mean, it's a big finish, but that's how the Afloye explains this Mechal. But the usual Pshat is the Chavizdat Pshat. Oy Yishchil bin Kovosei Gimu Pomin Veloi Kovosei Gimu Pomin Shachogu Afo Tisho Bonino Sobu Yirgisho Aso Yisham Yisha Chetinte Vitin Tzeteo Visholi Kovosei Gimu Pomin Yi Azmanah Beset Uwe Gimu Pomin Aso Shovel no some terrain of the issue, I'm a game. Dino Kibeset Kobua. Dino Kibeset Kobua. And not enough Kimine. Between Kibeset Kobua and the chain of Kobua. One of Kimine. The Kibeset Kobua requires three omissions to be met. And the chain of Kobua requires only one omission to be met. And not enough Kimine is that if a woman has Kibeset Kobua, so let's say she has Kibeset on the 20th. On the 20th day. So then, if the 20th day has elapsed and she did not see any dam, so then on the 21st or the 22nd, she's only terrible violence, she makes a digit. She makes a digit. But if she has the best chemical on the 20th day, so if the 20th, she still has to violence on the 20th, but if the 20th day has elapsed and she didn't see any dam, so then, she's a terrible Bible because she didn't have to make it. Pogin, now, then he says, Veino Veini, she loved Gay, Dino Kibeset Kobua. So, how about a woman who has invested in Kobua? So that day of the Veset Shin Kobua, let's say the 20th happened to be the Veset Shin Kobua. So she's a terrible Bible without, after the 20th address, and without making it. Mashiach came if the 30th day had left. So then she has to live by law unless she made a deed. So the inner babies, vis-a-vis a woman who has a Veset Shin Kobua, is considered like her Veset Kobua. Now there is a machlokes between the Sittutare, I think, and the Kriyas Shema. Now, the halacha is regarding Veset Kobua, if a woman has a Veset Kobua, and the Veset Kobua to sit down every 20th day in the daytime. So she has to survive only in the daytime, in the nighttime, she doesn't survive. If a woman has the Veset Kobua to sit down every 20th day in the nighttime, so she has to survive only in the nighttime. But in the daytime, she can take a survive. How about a woman? No, of course, that goes without saying. A woman who has the Veset Shin Kobua, so insofar as the Veset Shin Kobua is in the 20th year, so of course, she's only a soul in the Inner Sayyid or in Salayo, depending when the rest of the year took place, whether the rest of the year took place in the night or in the day. But how about the 30th day in the day? So there's a machlokes in the place in the Siddur Tav. It seems that most Achronim hold that insofar as the day is concerned, even though the rest of the year took place in the daytime, the rest of the year, but the 30th day, ends of the rest of the year, is she nasul bailo in the night and the day. Because in the Beinis, why is the Beinis so important in the Gap? Because most women have their period on the 30th day. Some have it in the nighttime, some have it in the daytime. So in Melee, A woman who has a Veset Shin Kobua is a soul of Bailo and the whole is less of the 30th day. The night and the day. And some say no. If, let's say, a particular woman had her Veset Riyah 30 days ago, so she had her Riyah in the daytime, so on the 30th day she's only a soul in the daytime. If she had it in the nighttime, the Veset Riyah, so on the 30th day of the Veset Riyah, she's only a soul in Bailo in the night. Pomim Shetia, Provo Shigiva, the Mabeset Vidu, Tim Shoa Shaye, the Wasa Shio is his Lame, Ushish is Lame Dale, Uvi is Lame Vei, Kombeset Vidu, Shla Floge. Now, so, that is in accordance with the Shite of now. Hayei, Viroas Hashim is Islamic, so two years, Ushlish Islamic Dalai is 3 years, Uvi Islamic Vei is 4 years, and Tibesit Aflogi, so Tibesit Ashome Aflogi requires 4. So according to Shmuel, Tibesit Aflogi Bidiluk requires 5. So in other words, this Nechaber accords with the Shite of Rav, not in Shmuel, but then in Siv Zayin, that he did, but it seems that this is accords with the second question in Sivzah. That's how it seems. Right. Come best to look up for it. Very sure he could look out and show you he could in the Come best to look, I show you the whole what does it mean? Kobo Veset with Dilu Kashov. What does it mean Dilu Kashov? Dilu Kashov means, of course, Dilu means it's natural, but it means Dilu Kashov as long as there is a certain Dilu. It comes from Dilu. Not if he wants the diluk is one day and wants the diluk is 2 days and wants the diluk is 3 days. In order to establish a diluk, not Jobet, but a diluk be sealed, then she has to establish it in 3 cycles. And in each one, in each cycle of 3 months, there will be sealed. Then she'll be able to establish a Veset Hadiluk Shemeshon. But in order to establish in 3 months, in 4 months, so then it must be a Veset Hadiluk Bit. So the Diluk must be a constant, the same thing. Kishem Shikavaz Veset Baflon, the Mishom 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 Kita Torah sind nur voll in der Hunde Schabes. Oi, wenn die Schabes sind der Hunde Nissen, der Hunde hier, wo wir haben die Sieben, und die Nissen, und die hier, und die Sieben. Komm, nur besser, wir haben die Schabes in der Hebe, und wir haben die Hebe in der Hebe. Aber die Schabes sind nur voll in der Hunde Schabes. But this thing, even though it passed by the two pastors, the Mechala pastor, it's not such a little portion. It's not such a little portion. In other words, the Arvish in the Shittas Rambam is that there is no such thing as the Vesit Achilish per se. And what Gemara mentions, Teshuot Bechidesh, the Zayin Bechidesh, so Gemara talks in terms of Aplod. And Gemara has in mind not the real Chadoshim, which is Echad Olah Chosah. Ideal Chadoshim, I mean imaginary Chadoshim. Imaginary Chadoshim. So, according to Rambam, and also again, according to Ramban Chidushim, so Veset, there are number of Yoni, where there is a variance between the Ramban and the Chidushim and the Ramban and the Psochim. But that's the Shittas Rambam, that there is no such thing as the Veset HaChidush per se. The Gemara mentions, the Gemara means really Veset HaFlogi. And the Gemara has reference to a case where the mummies were in succession, successively, Mleim or Chaserim. I mean, it's not so. But this is what the Gemara means. But we don't pass by that. We pass him that there is a Veset HaChidush. There is a Veset HaChidush per se, even though the months, the number of days in the month are not the same. One is the Mori, one is the Hosea, but still she's able to evaluate. How can that be explained? Because of the psychosomatic factor that is involved in menstruation, some melee, there can be a Kriyas HaVeset of a Chidush. Alright, okay. Kitzat Kibas. Now, the Shah will mention the Shita of the Roh. So the Shita of the Roh means that, not like the Rambam, Shita of the Rambam means there is no such thing as a Tachidish Vaset. It's always that what? The Shita of the Roh is, because of the Gemara mentions the Slov Tachidish, the Zayin Tachidish, the Zayin Tachidish, so the Gemara means Vaset Tachidish Vaset. But the Rosh says that the Veset HaChidush is not told in the days of the Chidush, but it's told in the Melech. It's told in the Melech. Even though, I mean, sometimes, let's say, it might be the 16th of the month, but it might be the 17th day as of the new moon, as of the Melech. So Melech, insofar as he is vested is concerned, we only have to consider as from the perspective of the male. Perspective of the male. But the Shach says that the Rashbo and all the other Rishayim, the Rosh, and all the other Rishayim say no, that the Veset HaChidush is determined not on the basis of the male, but is determined on the basis of the days of the month. So in other words, on the basis of the month. Right. Kitzat kibaz mi achilish bidiluk. Ken shorua so bit eslovins. It is a tiny, a bit a tiny sieben. Loi kabbalis. That's the first lashon. That's like the shita of Shmuel. Ashekira liyuchal mitamus. Even though Shmuel says that it is based vidiluk, is constituted only with 4 years. Why? Because we must have 3 years bidiluk. So 4 years altogether. So we have, then we have 3 years bidiluk. But suppose a woman, let's say, was accustomed to sit down every 14th of the month. Or let's say, we can take another example. Suppose She had her ears down on the 15th of the month. On the 15th of the month. And then, in Ia, she had on the 16th. And in Sydney, she had on the 17th. In view of the fact that there was a change from the ears down in order, and the ears down in Sydney, so Mele, it is the Cheshire. It is the Cheshire. He moyer of Esa Kinem Shinsu, Vahakin Shinsu, Vahakin Shinsu, Vahasa Bidilu Dilu Pomu, Kobo Vesa Bidilu, Lifisha from Shay of Bidilu Kos, or now, I mentioned an example. Suppose she was accustomed to see down until Nisan on the 10th of the month, and then in Nisan there was a change, and she saw down on the 15th of the month. That example is good according to the Rishishita, but the Shah is Chayit. So, according to the Shah, so I should mention an example. Suppose she was accustomed to see down on the 14th of the month. And then in Nisan, for the first time, she saw down on the 15th of the month. And then in Ia on the 16th, and in Sidon on the 17th. So then Shmuel is also made that with 3 years of 15, 16, 17, she has 7 possession. Why? Because the 15th himself was a real blue. But according to the Shah, only if the previous year, the year before Nisan was on the 14th. But if the year before Nisan was on the 10th or on the 5th of the month, and then in Nisan it was on the 15th, and then in Ia the 16th, and in Sin the 17th, then according to Shmuel, she wouldn't establish that. Because there was such a difference between the year in Odea and the year in Nisan. 5 days or 10 days, Masha'inke. So only if before Nisan it was on the 14th. So then it's considered like 4 years, because the Riyah on the 15th of Nisan itself represented the diluk of 1 day from the preceding year, which was on the 14th. But if the Riyah in Odea was on the 10th, and then on Nisan was on the 15th, here the 16th, Sidon the 17th, so then the diluk between Odea and Nisan was not just 1 day, it was 5 days. So Mele, according to Shmuel, she wouldn't establish a Veset Kavua of 15, 16, and 17, because you only had 3 years with the diluk of 1 day, of 2 years with the diluk of 1 day. According to the Rishi, even in such a way. So the first portion is like Shmuel, like the Pesach of the Rambam and the Rambam. Now, in the Rosh, there is this theory. The two mentions. The two mentions the Rosh Hashanah that we pass like Shmuel, we got the bestness of Nida, but the same machlokes between Rav and Shmuel that the Gemara mentions in connection with bestness of Nida, so the Gemara in Baruch Kama mentions in connection with Yichet the Rosh Hashanah got all the hey passes like Rav, so there seems to be a spirit. Because according to the Torah says that his father, the Rosh, passed things like Shmuel, and the Rosh himself in regard to the Gires, and it's high and high. The same Shaila, the Moreh says in the same Shaila. So the Rosh passed things like that. So there are more points it out in the Quran. The Yeshim, the Shah of Yeshua, so it was the Nisim, the Zaindia, the Zaindisim, Kobo, Vesel, the Cheshire, the Chalitam, the Chalitio, וכן אילו, ולשבוכו של דברי אמו לאח, שאתה רואה, איזנת מכריע. ומחבר, איזנת מכריע. רוע שו, גימו פה, גימו חודושים, גימו בכל זאת לא עשו ויסגלו עם עצמון אם לא בו כן גימופונים הרי זה וזה קבוע לדילוק חומיות דץ דרחס פשט דרחס ציור במחלק עזרה ונשמות כן, רואה עשו תסבו בניסים בזיין ביהיה ובזיין ניסים בכל זאת חומיות לא רואה עשו תסבו בטאבו בזיין ביהו ובזיין ביהו ויתכל זאת רואה עשו תסבו בטיש ובזיין חשו ובזיין ביקיס יצאים בקיסלר, כל לא בעצם ידעו קרובים אלו, יש הצבאים, אמור תצבור בכל זה, זה יחד את זה, וזה יחד את זה, רואה שם, so again, he passed me the ציור, but the fascist is, even though there are some who say that the same two days, when we passed my Rav and Shmuel applied to this case, but it's not mashma, it's not mashma from the Lashon of the Torah, it's not mashma from the Lashon of the Mechava, it's my, because both the Torah and Mechava, they mentioned today as in regard to the Tzio of Rashi in the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. But in the Tzio of the Rashi in the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, they don't mention today as. Why? Because they don't pass for like the Rashi's Pshat. But they have to mention the Din. So since they don't pass for like the Rashi, so mele, both the Torah and Mechava point out in that Tzio that the Rashi visualizes, in the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, so then Aluden, the Tur and the Mechaber, so even Shmuel will be made it, that he establishes a Beset Kavua. Beset Kavua, if in three cycles she had that pattern on it. Rav, so we have a Nisim, we have a Nisim, we have a Nisim, Kavol, or Beset, or Nishchenish, or the Lugin, even though here again, he uses the Lashon with Lugin, not with the Lugin, but with Lugin. So it's a little confusing, but it's only an expression, but it's not essentially, it's not in Vesem Vigilu. Avro aso vechom nisim vechom diya, uvechom itamus, uvechom nisim nuyo aso, mikopolo vese, ro aso tesvob nisim vechom diya, vijutchez nisim. So one diluk was one day, and another diluk was 2 days. So, mikopolo vese. כי שסיר גם בכל יש השני שהוא אירוע עשה את החל דיו גו פעם אחת דיו גו פעם אחת שהוא שתיים וחשש לו דיו אבל כי שחשש יש לי שום פסטס בי פעם אחת אני חשש את אוניברסיטדו השתי לענו את הסיבים ותמונן שפייתו וזה דעשיר הוא ריו רישנו מן המיון לברהק ואבא כי שיחיקו ניסאו אלו שלי נהיין שש וסטו בתחילו הוא שומע מבירות שנחישש את אותו משחדש ומשחדש הסמוך להם כי כשרוע עצמו משחדש ניס חישש במשחדש שיה ומרוע עצמו משחדש סיבן וחישש במשחדש תמוס הסמוך ומרוע עצמו משחדש תמוס ונחישש במשחדש אף אף על פי שמאפלוגז וישחדושים כמאפלוגי ראשינה ושאפסוק את החילוש השני ביפלורי אז החילוש הראשין וראי אז החילוש השלישי אסור הסמסת אינו אישו כבאס בבסת אף לא רואה שאושו אישו נשחידס זה החפור מידו because then that already starts another name okay welcome now so first of all I think we will before we start Sifri Dimo so we have to go over the Taz and Shachs and then we'll continue with the Mechaber and the Ramor up to the end of Sifri Gimel in the Ramor.
Shir Samach Anidak Yoredeya Heitishrei Yoytavshim Mem Gimel September 22nd, 1982 on Wednesday.
Not at 20th as of the last 3 years. He's the 9th of the last 3 years. So what kind of last book is it? But I mean, it's not that the Dakimisha didn't know what he was saying. So in other words, the Ramor has a tradition, which is, I mean, it doesn't seem to be the most reasonable thing, but that's the shite of the Ramor. In other words, now the Bach and the Shach, they are both present. And they say that when the Tour says, the Loyuasa, the Alleluia, Cheshesh, the Tate, the Tate, so he thereby emphasizes Only in the case of Lo Rasa, the Ahadiyya is Cheshetu for Zohiyya. But in the case of Rasa, the Ahadiyya, she's not a Zohar of the Zohiyya. Why? Because there is no Asmonia of Chavyei. Because the Zohiyya is not the Asmonia of Chavyei, the Zohiyya. It's only Asmonia of 9 days. So, what is the Zohiyya of the Ramon? So, apparently the sheet of the Ramo, I mean not apparently, I mean that. The sheet of the Ramo is the king. Many, now, there is another question. Suppose the Taz agrees with the Ramo. There's a strange thing, I mean the Taz agrees with the Ramo. And the Taz, one of the highest of the Taz, that the Halach is like the Ramo, is as follows. He says, or he said, I mean, without going over the whole task of teaching text, but just the crucial expression in the task. Is the 20th line from the top. In Sifri Tres Mekah. So he says, Vitsu, the Otto in Sire Gambrish Hedeshia, the Ted Day, the Hochhead Day, Gamkin, the Sikva, Vesed Rath, what I said, Maria Tesla, the Nisim, then Baba Shekov Tesla, Kibish is in Gimu Haslov the Shortage, through Yichmat Wama Meshorat of Gambrish Hedeshia. The Nikain Hech Natia, the Kia Hia, the Shedeshia, shall we talk his plow with Ted Day, Kibish Echel Open in the Sire Tesla. So he mentions another question. Suppose the woman fell down on the first of Nisan, the 20th of Nisan. The 20th of Nisan. The first of the year, the 9th of the year, the 28th of the year. So then he considers it as a portion. So then the woman will establish two vessels. Two vessels. In other words, a vessel kubua le'aflogia chokei, because she had a real dam on the 20th of year, and that was the 20th day as of the year that took place on the 1st of Nisan. In fact, she had a real dam on the 20th of Nisan, and that was the 20th day as of the year that took place on the 1st of Nisan. Then she had another real. She had another real on the 9th of year, and the real on the 9th of the year was the 20th day as of the year that took place on the 20th of Nisan. And then she had a year on the 28th of the year. And the 28th of the year is the 20th day as of the year that took place on the 9th of the year. So she shall establish a vested kavua. So she established a vessel kavua la flogas chokhe, and then she also is a suro on the first of the month. So in case she had three of you in accordance with the pattern, of every 20th day, so then we do not say, see, in view of the fact that there was an intervening year on the first of year, so in Mele, she cannot establish a vested aflogei of every 20th day. So even if she did not have 3 years aflogei, she only had 2 years aflogei, she should also be asur about it. Now, if we accept that family, say Nachman, then the Taz reasoning is quite convincing. I mean, not convincing, but then it's reasonable, it's very reasonable. But the Shalom is, even in that game, the Bes Yosef, and the Bach, and the Shah will say that Eino Chaname, even in that case, she will not establish a Vesed Kavua of every Chofyei. Because she had the Rias Dam on the first of Nisan, the 20th of Nisan, the first of the year, the 9th of the year, the 28th of the year. So, How does she have three rias afloge of every 20th day? We have one rias afloge. I mean, the first rias is the base. Much I have to say, it's not a rias afloge, it's the base. But the second rias and the 20th of Nisan, that's the first rias afloge. That's the first rias afloge. And then the second rias afloge, that she, it's not a rias afloge of Kofiyeli. The rias that she had on the ninth of year, because the ninth of year was moved from the preceding year by 9 days, not by 20 days, because there was a year intervening on the first of year. So the middle, so that's not the second year of Kofi, a second Kofi. Then she has another year. She has another year on the 28th of the year. So that is the 20th. That is the 20th is all the year that took place on the 9th. That also represents a rias afloge of Kofiyeli. But in final analysis, so how many rias afloge did she have? She did not have three successive rias afloge every Kofiyeli. She had one rias afloge of Kofiyeli. That's the year that was constituted by the VA on the 20th of this year. And then there was a deviation. Then there was a deviation because she did not have the next VA was not on the 20th end of the preceding VA. And then again, after the deviation, so there was another VA. But she certainly does not have the VA. So in Akaname, the Vesiose and the Bach and the Shah, they will say that even in this case she doesn't establish a Beset Afloge, a Kavua of Hokei. She will establish a Beset Afloge Sheini Kavua of Hokei by virtue of the Riyah that she had on the 28th of Riyah, and that was the 20th day as of the previous Riyah, which took place on the 9th of Riyah. But that will only constitute a Beset Afloge of Hokei. Shame Kabua, not of Kabua, Kabua in the Ramanas. I mean, that's why the Matyotis and the Ba and the Shah will say. But the interesting thing and the strange thing about it is that the cliche he agrees with the Matyotis. In other words, that when the two said, so the two means to emphasize. That's the Lord Roato, but Roato, she's not the Jesuit Testament, because there's no Afloge. But in the case where the woman had a year down the first of the 20th of the year, the first of the year, the ninth of the year, the 28th of the year, so in that case he agrees with the Tao, with the Tao. I mean, though he is before the Tao, but he himself mentions it. So he agrees with the Tao that the woman establishes the best kavua of Afloge of Hokei. But he says, just because in case where she did establish, now if the Taz mentions what the Kusha said, we saw again the author of the 12 lines from the Taz in Sipshi Tchei, in Zah Kusne Malet Omedawa. We saw the author in Tirei Gamma Rishen Shia Vitel Tirei Vot Chesdei, Gam Kemi Tikva Vete, Vase Vete, 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 this argument that took place between the Kish and the Taz, so you can see like either one. I mean, I'm not saying that what the Kish says, that assuming that in the case where she had the year down the first of the 20th of the 1st of the year, 9th of the year, 28th of the year, but then she does establish a Beset Kavua of a Kavua of the year. But that doesn't mean that even in the case where there is no Beset Kavua, So we also have the Chesh, because then we can say like the Chesh, that in the case where she established, okay, so we know that that she has a such a vessel every 28 days from a certain year in a flood, and without counting the years that take place on the basis of Beset HaKadosh. But when she did the study, so we don't get to the Hesh. I mean, what the Kedisha says, that there is a difference, is not unreasonable. But the strange thing in the Kedisha is that the Kedisha agrees with the task in case where she had three years like that. The first of this, 20 years of this, the first of the year, the ninth of the year, the 28th of the year. That's the strange. All right, now, let's go back to the Ramon. Now, let's see the Shach. Let's see the Shach. What the Shach says on this Ramon. Now, the Shach. Six Ramad hour in the Shach. Rash of Echad Diyah Oleva. Uvi Tur Bishim Rambam Yisrael in Oleva Ato Chishyas and Pritesh. Umashna Lahed Yeli Bikot Abu Murat. Brachim Kot Abu Murat and Pritesh. Oleva Ato. Dimra Ato Ben Shchil Shiyan and Chishyas and Pritesh. Uchmei Shehid in Abbas Yosef. I mean, a great deal of Simon Kupitesh in the Tav in the Shach, I mean, in the Yosef. In the Rishenim, in all the Rishenim, in the discussion of Esther, so there is a lot of computation. I mean, you have to count them, right? I mean, it's not difficult at all, but you have to count them. So, but after time, you also should come with Alchemesia, you have been, or Raso, Kiddi Somok, I was a good second. The Abba Gabu, Neka Vesse, so the Shreide, he called looking so close to Shane, he called Masho Neka, Atka Mishane, who may be a man in another stuff, they started wrong. With the Wilka Bach, she caught up to Rai Roa Arab, Kachos Mishkoi Shem, the Atzal Shem. I will then receive the Ikea, so he agrees with the Shiosh. And that's the most reasonable thing, Dabla. It's very strange that there are more. He's really coming to the Shiosh. I will then receive the Ikea, the Mwas of Echot Beir, in Sol Kwochish Ritesbe. She is sick of the Mwas of Bintayim. They can afford a sense from Yay. Ela afford a few days Yay. The Shins are afford so, we need ways. ואין צורך רוחש אלו להפלוג עשי בין שיי מריע זו יעל הדיע וכדוי כמו נציף ידעו וכשש את נאמה לעשכים דיע משום בפת החידש ולאחד נציב על משום רשכי ישיע אבל בפת החידש חישש בין רואה עשו מקדר ולא רואה עשו כל שלו אישי צו בפת של החידש וכן כוסם בפחי ש סיף חופת Now, so what did the Shita Ramwani mean? What the Shach says, what the Mitzvot says, what the Bach says, seems very reasonable. Because what kind of a flogger of Chodei is it? If it is, if the Riyah took place on the 9 days of the preceding year. So there is no effort, but still there are more Shita in it than the Shach is it. So, yes, what is it? If there is a real down on the ninth day as of an initial year, some melee, that is in this year. All right, that's true, but we are not discussing that, because today, I mean, we're not discussing it from that point of view now, because today we are not here, and even if the real takes place, and we may see there, so she's also, I mean, it is also established today. Today we are not. The poskim lachinik do not discuss it from that point of view. Because as far as that is concerned, so you could mention another example. It doesn't have to be the ninth of the year. It could be something else. But you see, so I can mention another example. Alright, because today, no, because today, because we pass through today. 1 second. Because we pass through today that we do not take notice of the halacha that we may be there, so she doesn't establish it. We're not mentioning that. But as far as that problem is concerned, I can mention other examples. It will not be Even if it's the opinion of me, but the question is, when there is an intervening fear, can that what be considered? That's the maclation between the children and the law. This is the essential point. This is the essential point. Now, so, what is the shite? I mean, the most reasonable thing is, the most reasonable shite is the shite of the Bisyosef and the Bach and the Shah. Not the Ramah. But, what is the Ramah shite? So apparently, the Ramah shite is that since there are two kinds of effort, there is a Veset HaFlod and there is a Veset HaFlod. And, how can the whole phenomenon of Veset HaFlod be explained? In the Rambam Shite and the Shite of the Rambam in the Chidushim, there is no such thing as Veset HaFlod. And if you talk to the average doctor, he'll say, that the Rambam Shite is more scientific. He'll say that. Why? Because why should a woman's cycle be dependent upon the day in the month? If let's say all the months had consisted of a certain number of days, or 30 days, or 29 days, then we could understand. But since the months are ever more than a quarter, so why should? But the answer is, I discussed it with a number of doctors. Some doctors say they don't know that the menstrual flow should be substantial inside the semester. But other doctors say, yes, there is evidence. They show that it's not physiological, it's cytosomatic. So since it's cytosomatic, some memory, it's possible that the menstrual flow takes place on a certain day in the month. Why is it day in the month, even though from the point of view of astrology? So, 1 month is more than what that? Because, emotionally, so, a day in the month has a certain significance. So, there are two kinds of vesed. There is a vesed astrology, and there is a vesed hachidus. Now, of course, the whole phenomenon of vesed hachidus can only be explained on the basis of psychosomatic. On the basis of the psychosomatic phenomenon. So if let's say the menstrual flow could only take place as a physiological phenomenon, exclusively as a physiological phenomenon, so then it's not shy to say a vested aflogue of the 20th day when there is, let's say, the aflogue from the 20th of week to the 9th of the year, 20 days, when there is an intervening VA and the first of it. So, where is the flow of okay? But since the menstrual flow originates in the psychosomatic factor, so the male, and we see that there is such a thing in the veterinary. So since there is such a thing in the veterinary, and there is such a thing as the Veset HaFlogeh, some male, we can say that this woman who saw down, now let's take the example that the Christian mentions in the Taz mentions, she saw down on the first of this moon, on the 20th of this moon, and she saw down on the first of the year, and on the 9th of the year, and on the 28th of the year, so first of all, she saw down on the first of Nisan and on the first of the year. Now, let's mention another fact. Then the Christian doesn't even mention. But let's put in another fact. She saw down on the first of Nisan, on the 20th of Nisan, on the first of the year, on the 9th of the year, on the 28th of the year, and on the first of the year. So then she already has established, let's say, a Veset Kavua and Chidesh, Veset Chidesh Kavua, the first of Nisan, the first of the year, and the first of Sin. And as the Prince and the Taz assume that she also established the Veset Kavua of Sin, a Veset of Sin down in accordance with the Veset HaFlogeh of every 20th day, because she saw down on the 20th of Nisan, and that was removed for 20 days from the severe down that took place on the first of Nisan. Then she saw again down on the 9th of the year, and that again was removed 20 days from the real down that took place on the 20th of Nisan, and then again she saw dawn. She saw dawn on the 28th of the year, and that again was 20 days removed from the real dawn that took place the 9th of the year. But as far as in regard to the second, the so-called second year tafluk, I mean the year that took place on the 9th of the year, how is the tafluk of 48, tafluk of 98? But since there is such a phenomenon that a woman can establish a vessel on the basis of the day in the month, even though one month is more, one month is hotter. So on the basis of the psychosomatic factor, so the fact that it's a certain day in the month, so that makes her have a menstrual flow. How? No one understands. But that's the way it is. So the male, there couldn't be any stealing between a vegetative logic of a...